Next patient is Justino Martinez. The last name is M-A-R-T-I-N-E-Z. First name, Justino, J-U-S-T-I-O-N-O. This is a 94-year-old Mexican male that we follow in the practice because of CKD stage 3B. We know that this patient has a smaller than expected kidneys, and the patient has nephrosclerosis. He has a kidney function that at the present time is with an estimated GFR of 23 mLs per minute, creatinine of 2.45 at the BUN of 68. We have to notice that there is a increased BUN creatinine ratio that is highly suggestive of volume contraction on period. Unfortunately, we don't have a urinalysis in order to assess the amount of protein that he passes in the urine, if any. The patient was emphasized about the need to have a urine sample in order to complete the assessment. Period. The blood pressure today is 125 over 57. The patient has remained in the same body weight of 117 pounds. Number two, the patient has anemia that is related to the chronic kidney disease and is treated at the Florida Cancer Center. The hemoglobin on October the 17th of 2023, it was 10.6. grams per cent. Following number, he used to have a metabolic acidosis. The sodium is 142, potassium is 4, the chloride 108, the CO2 is 23. The patient takes bicarbonate. Following number, coronary artery disease, status post PCI intervention in the past. The patient is no longer on Brilinta. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following number, the patient has memory impairment and he has otosclerosis, very hard of hearing. We are going to reevaluate the case in 4 months with laboratory workup. We are not going to make any adjustments in the medications. We emphasize the need for us to get the urine samples in order to have a better idea of the kidney disease. Paragraph, we spend 15 minutes reviewing the notes and the labs, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.